Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I think when you follow an animal long enough, you definitely perceive the world differently, more like they do. I've been studying mountain lions for more than 20 years now. They're one of the most elusive animals that I know. It's taken me many years to begin to understand mountain lions. I've been carefully decoding their behaviors.
Let's put a bush now, maybe right here.
Slowly piecing together their secret lives.
That is incredibly intimate.
Because it's easy to forget that every cat is an individual.
That's a clip from Heart of a Lion, making its world premiere at the Boston Film Festival tomorrow night, 8:30 p.m., at the Emerson Theater in Boston. And then I will be hosting the Q&A afterward. Mark Elbrock is the scientist, biologist, who's the narrator and focus outside of the mountain lions of the documentary. And the producer is Jeff Hogan. And he joins us now on Brian and Company. It's a phenomenal documentary and stuff I never imagined or had seen in the images. And, you know, as someone, well, I'll just bring in Jeff. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
So, you know, I did a few documentaries when I was at CNBC, and I know how much you have to shoot to get certain things in any documentary. But for the stuff that you do, I mean, the hours and hours, and I read some stuff that you had said in the past about how you don't think about it as waiting, and it's not boring for you, and that's part of why you're doing what you should be doing in life. But like, I think about the experience of like waiting for that shot when what is F-61 and Willow both jump over the stream. Like, how many hours of footage or how much time does it take to get that one shot?
Well, I'm going to say what I would do is I would track these cats every day if they were within tracking distance for me. And when I came across that situation, I could track them over to the edge of the stream. The water consists of warm spring water. It's like always 55 degrees throughout the winter. And I could see that they were leaping over the stream. So I set up three camera traps, held my fingers, you know, crossed my fingers and checked the next day to see if I was successful. And sure enough, all three cameras captured the leaps.
It's stunning.
But, you know, for that situation to arise where you could say, aha, they're doing something really interesting, it might. That happened twice in 8 years. I had that situation where cats were jumping over a stream.
It's incredible. Yeah, it's one of that, and there's a scene from the Pacific Northwest where like a drop of rain splattering on a frog's nose. I had the same reaction. Although technology is such a great friend to this kind of stuff. We're talking with Jeff Hogan, wildlife filmmaker and producer of Heart of a Lion here on Brian and Company. You know, the film, and people can still go. There's still a few tickets available for the showing, and I love the Boston Film Festival. They make it accessible. You can go see the film for like $16, and it's just incredible. And I'm curious, how does someone like you get into this career? Like, how does that work that someone becomes what you are?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I've always just been really comfortable in the field, in the woods. You know, I grew up here in New England, and we had a farm in Maine, and also one here in Rockport, Massachusetts. And I was just always either on the ocean or in the woods. And when I moved out to Wyoming, all of a sudden I'm like, wow, look at all these animals that you just don't see in New England. And how can I make a living and just so I can stay out in the woods? So I just grabbed a stills camera, started taking pictures and selling them locally. And then I was really fortunate to hook up with a local wildlife filmmaker. And he put me to work and it all began there.
How did you get connected with Mark?
And so I produced
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A special for National Geographic on cougars. And that was in Wyoming. And these houndsmen, who are really scientists that were trained as houndsmen, said, "Hey, I'm going to get on to Colorado and work with this guy, Mark Elbrock. Want to come with us? You know, come film it." And I did. And Mark was the first science guy that thought cameras can be beneficial to the study of wildlife, and especially cougars. And so that was really great. We made a connection together then. And next thing you know, he was back in Wyoming running the Teton Cougar Project. And so then we made a film together for BBC, and we've been best friends ever since. Hmm. And yeah.
I think it's amazing to me. One of the big takeaways for me in watching it, and again, I encourage people, I think they can find the trailer online, and then if people have time and the wherewithal to get to Boston tomorrow night, it starts at 8:30. The Q&A is directly after. And is how cameras, like, there were all these myths about, and it's probably true for so many different species, right? There are all these myths about mountain lions, and then you put the cameras there and you immediately find out what myths are not true.
Exactly. You become a fly on the wall of their the secret lives that they've practiced. And it's just amazing that, you know, here we are, these apex predators, you know, this, you know, these killers. Well, we start looking at the footage, and next thing you know, they're the most intimate, loving little creatures to each other. Even though they spat at each other all the time, they're still right, snuggling and looking at each other, just like your cat would do at home. Yeah. They cuddle up. They love the sun. And it's really amazing. It's an eye-opener.
Yeah. And that, along with, and I don't want to give too much away, but how the kills in some sort of maybe unconscious way are shared in the ecosystem is another element that I was blown away by. We're talking with Jeff Hogan, who's a wildlife filmmaker and the producer of Heart of a Lion, documentary that makes its world premiere, you know, in Boston tomorrow night. Two quick questions before we close out here, and I appreciate the time. I'm sure you're tired from the travel.
No problem.
Is, you know, you've done so many different projects and a lot of films. What's special about this one?
Well, I got to say, my buddy Joe, who directed and also produced the show, he's really taken all of the components, my efforts, Mark's efforts, and Joe's efforts, and he's the guy who really wove this story together beautifully and cinematically, too. He just made sure that every component was just gorgeous and that it just blended beautifully and smooth, and it just really flows. Yeah. The story flows. He utilized Mark to, you know, the best Mark can be, who is just amazing as a scientist and as a guy on camera. He's just fantastic.
Yeah, he did such a good job tracking. You know, you can tell as someone in the business when he's just free-flowing talking and then when he's tracking. But even for somebody who's not like a you know, he's a scientist. He does a really great job. From a business standpoint, I mean, I don't think you probably have a ton of sweat equity here, but I mean, is the goal like to sell this to Netflix? Like what's going to happen to it from here?
That's a good question. We're out there shopping it now. I think this is our first premiere. I mean, we really have just finished this film last week. It might even need just a tweak or two with the music. But, you know, I think the Boston Film Festival will be a great springboard for us to get it out so that, you know, we could see if some distributors want to just jump on board.
Is it fun to come back home?
Oh, always. Yeah. I try and get here every year, you know, and paddle around with the kayaks on the ocean or go out with my lobster buddies and, you know, and head go down to the wharf where I grew up and see all my pals.
That's cool.
I love it.
Hey, listen, Jeff, congratulations. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It sure will. It'll be great to see you.
All right. Jeff Hogan, wildlife filmmaker and producer of Heart of a Lion here on Brian and Company. And I'm telling you, if you got nothing to do and you don't have tickets to the Hartford Athletic, I think you should go down to Boston. The film is visually, like, I watched it on my phone and it was stunning. I'm going to be watching it on a big screen with surround sound. I'm looking forward to watching it again and then having the Q&A after and having the conversation with these people who've dedicated their lives. They're not doing this for fame. They're not doing it for money, I'll tell you that. And that's kind of inspiring, to be honest.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.